عشرة.
Ten.
الدرس العاشر.
Lesson ten.
ذهب زكريا لزيارة حامد.
Zachariah went to visit Hamid.
بعد صلاة الفجر.
After al-fajr, meaning the dawn prayer.
ولكنه ما وجده في البيت.
But he did not find him at home.
فقال لابنه موسى.
So he said to his son Musa,
أين أبوك؟
Where is your father?
موسى ذهب إلى السوق.
He went to the market.
زكريا أيذهب إلى السوق كل يوم؟
Does he go to the market every day?
موسى نعم.
Yes.
يذهب دائما إلى السوق بعد صلاة الفجر.
He always goes to the market after the fajr, meaning the dawn prayer.
زكريا متى يرجع من السوق؟
When does he come back from the market?
موسى يرجع في الساعة السابعة.
He comes back at 7 o'clock.
وَأَحْيَانًا فِي السَّاعَةِ الثَّامِنَةِ
And sometimes at 8 o'clock.
زكريا ماذا يفعل في البيت؟
What does he do at home?
موسى يقرأ الصحف ويسمع الأخبار من الإذاعة.
He reads the newspapers and listens to the news on the radio.
زكريا متى يذهب إلى المصنع؟
When does he go to the factory?
موسى يذهب في الساعة التاسعة والنصف.
He goes at 9:30.
زكريا ومتى يرجع من هناك؟
And when does he come back from there?
موسى يرجع في الساعة الواحدة والنصف أو الثانية.
He comes back at 1:30 or 2 o'clock.
زكريا أيذهب إلى المصنع مرة أخرى بعد الظهر؟
Does he go to the factory once again after noon?
موسى لا.
No.
لا يذهب بعد الظهر.
He doesn't go after noon.
يجلس هنا في مكتبه بعد صلاة العصر.
He stays here in his office after al-asr, meaning the afternoon prayer.
زكريا كم عاملا يعمل في مصنعكم؟
How many laborers are working in your factory?
موسى مصنعنا ليس بكبير.
Our factory is not large.
يعمل فيه 125 عاملا ومهندسان.
125 laborers and 2 engineers are working in it.
زكريا الساعة الآن 9:45.
It is 8:45 now.
وما رجع أبوك؟
And your father did not come back.
موسى لعله يرجع اليوم متأخرا.
I'm afraid he may come back late today.
تمارين
Exercises
1
أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية.
Answer the following questions.
اثنان.
Two.
صحح ما يلي.
Correct the following statements.
ثلاثة.
Three.
تأمل الأمثلة الآتية.
Learn the ماضي and the مضارع.
أربعة.
Four.
تأمل الأمثلة واكتب مضارع الأفعال الآتية.
Write the مضارع of the following verbs with full vocalization as shown in the example.
خمسة.
Five.
أكمل الجمل الآتية بوضع فعل مضارع مناسب في الفراغ.
Fill in the blanks with suitable verbs in the مضارع.
ستة.
Six.
اقرأ ما يلي.
Read the following. Learn the numbers from 21 to 30.
سبعة.
Seven.
اقرأ ما يلي ثم اكتبه مع كتابة الأرقام الواردة فيه بالحروف.
Read the following sentences and then write them replacing the figures with words.
ثمانية.
Eight.
تأمل ما يلي.
Learn the following.
تسعة.
Nine.
كون جملا مستعملا الكلمات الآتية.
Use each of the following words in a sentence.
الكلمات الجديدة.
New vocabulary.
دائما.
Always.
أحيانا.
Sometimes.
مرة أخرى.
Once again.
مكتب.
Office.
عامل.
Laborer. The plural is
عمال. طول.
Length.
عرض.
Width.
مسافة.
Distance.
كيلومتر.
Kilometer. The plural is
كيلومترات. سنتيمتر.
Centimeter. The plural is
سنتيمترات. متر.
Meter. The plural is
أمتار. عمل.
To work.
فعل.
To do.
ركب.
To ride.
ركع.
To bow in prayer.
سجد.
To perform سجدة. To prostrate in prayer. Review. Lesson 10. In this lesson, we learn the following. 1. The present tense of the Arabic verb. The Arabic verb has only three forms. These are A. The past tense, which is called
الماضي.
B. The present future tense, which is called
المضارع.
And C. The imperative, which is called
الأمر.
We have already learnt the ماضي. In this lesson, we will learn the مضارع. We will learn the أمر in lesson 14. In the مضارع, one of the four letters
نون ألف تاء ياء
is prefixed to the verb. We have learned that he wrote is
كتب.
Now he writes is
يكتب.
Note that
يكتب
means he writes, he is writing, or he will write. Now let us see the difference between the forms of the ماضي and the مضارع. As in
يكتب كتب.
We have learned that most Arabic verbs have three letters or radicals. In the ماضي, the first radical has a fatha, and in the مضارع, it has a sukun. The third radical has a fatha in the ماضي and a dhamma in the مضارع. The second radical may have any of the three vowels, fatha, kasra, or dhamma, both in the ماضي as well as in the مضارع. According to the vowel of the second radical, verbs are classified in six groups. We learn four of these in this lesson. A. The fatha dhamma group. In this group, the second radical has fatha in the ماضي and dhamma in the مضارع. For example,
كتب.
He wrote.
يكتب.
He writes.
قتل.
He killed.
يقتل.
He kills.
سجد.
He performed سجدة.
يسجد.
He performs سجدة. B. The فتح كسرة group. In this group, the second radical has فتح in the ماضي and كسرة in the مضارع. For example,
جلس.
He sat.
يجلس.
He sits.
ضرب.
He beat.
يضرب.
He beats.
غسل.
He washed.
يغسل.
He washes. C. The فتح فتح group. In this group, the second radical has فتح in the ماضي as well as in the مضارع. For example,
ذهب.
He went.
يذهب.
He goes.
فتح.
He opened.
يفتح.
He opens.
قرأ.
He read.
يقرأ.
He reads. D. The كسرة فتح group. In this group, the second radical has كسرة in the ماضي and فتح in the مضارع. For example,
فهم.
He understood.
يفهم.
He understands.
شرب.
He drank.
يشرب.
He drinks.
حفظ.
He memorized.
يحفظ.
He memorizes. As there is no rule to determine the group of a verb, the student should learn the group of each new verb he learns. All good dictionaries mention this. While expressing a verb, usually both the ماضي and the مضارع are mentioned together. If you are asked the Arabic for to write, you say
كتب يكتب.
2. Numbers from 21 to 30. The two parts of the numbers are joined by وا. For example,
واحد وعشرون طالبا.
Note that A. The first part of these numbers has tanween. For example,
واحد وعشرون ثلاثة وعشرون أربعة وعشرون إلى تسعة وعشرون.
The word
اثنان
of course has no tanween. ب
واحد
and
اثنان
are masculine with the masculine معدود, but the numbers from 3 to 9 are feminine. For example,
واحد وعشرون رجلا اثنان وعشرون رجلا ثلاثة وعشرون رجلا أربعة وعشرون رجلا خمسة وعشرون رجلا ستة وعشرون رجلا إلى 29 رجلا.
C. The ma'adud is singular and mansub. 3.
التاسعة إلا ربع.
Quarter to 9.
إلا
literally means except. Note that the noun after
إلا
is mansub. Note also the following.
الساعة الواحدة إلا عشر دقائق.
10 minutes to 1.
الساعة الثانية إلا خمس دقائق.
5 minutes to 2.
الساعة الخامسة إلا دقيقة واحدة.
1 minute to 5. 4. We have learnt the two meanings of
لعل
in lesson 1. These are A. I hope and B. I am afraid. The first is called
الترجي
and the second
الإشفاق.
In
لعله يرجع اليوم متأخرا
it is
الإشفاق,
as it means, I am afraid he will come back today late. 5.
بين
between. The noun following it is مجرور, because it is مضاف إليه. For example,
جلس حامد بين بلال وفيصل.
Hamid sat between Bilal and Faisal.
بين
should be repeated with pronouns. For example,
هذا بيني وبينك.
This is between you and me. Vocabulary.
دائما
always
أحيانا
sometimes
مرة أخرى
once again
مكتب
office
عامل
laborer
طول
length
عرض
width
مسافة
distance
كيلومتر
kilometer
سنتيمتر
centimeter
متر
meter
عمل
to work
ركع
to bow in prayer
سجد
to perform سجدة to prostrate in prayer
فعل
to do
ركب
to ride
بين
between
بينهما
between them